PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
What a beautiful day, huh? The sea air, the sand, the pounding surf. There's nothing better than a whole day at the beach. Time to swim, get some sun, and build castles in the sand or in the air. I've got everything I need right here. Here's my lunch. Brought along some sunglasses. These will keep the sun out, don't you think? And a copy of my favorite book. Oh, no. I left my book at home. Hey, what's going on here? Everybody's reading a copy of the same book. Three by the sea. I wonder where I can get one.
Get your ice cold.
Hey, I'll take one.
Hot dog?
No, the book.
Here you go, sir. You're in for a real treat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Can't wait to see what's so special about this book. Nah, I won't peek at the end. I'll start right here at the very beginning.
Three by the sea.
By Edward Marshall. Pictures by James Marshall. Lolly, Spider, and Sam had a picnic on the beach.
I'm as full as a tick,
said Lolly.
Me too,
said Sam.
Hot dogs and lemonade always hit the spot.
Now for a swim,
said Spider.
Oh no,
said Lolly.
Not so soon after lunch.
Rats,
said Spider.
How about a nap?
Asked Sam.
Oh no,
said the others.
Naps are no fun at all.
Very true,
said Sam.
Want to hear a story?
Asked Lolly.
I brought along my reader.
A fine idea,
said her friends.
Then let's begin,
said Lolly. Lolly's story.
The rat saw the cat and the dog. I see them, said the rat. I see the cat and the dog. The dog and the cat saw the rat. We see the rat, they said. And that was that.
Is that the story?
Is that all?
That's it.
I didn't like it one bit.
Oh, dull.
I can tell a better story than that.
I bet you can't.
Can.
Let him try.
Okay. But it has to be about a rat and a cat.
Easy! Sit down!
Lolly and Spider sat down, and Sam began his story.
A rat went for a walk.
So what?
Let Sam finish his story.
Thank you.
Sam's story.
A rat went for a walk.
What a fine day,
he said.
The sun is shining and all is well.
Soon he came to a shop.
My, my,
said the rat.
What a pretty cat. And I have never had a cat. I will buy that cat and have a friend.
And he went into the shop.
I want a cat.
Are you sure you want a cat?
Asked the owner.
I'm sure, and I want that one.
That will be 10 cents, if you are sure.
I am sure. Here is my last dime. Give me my cat.
The rat and the cat left the shop.
We will be friends.
Do you think so?
Said the cat.
Well, we'll see.
The rat and the cat sat in the sun.
What do you do for fun?
I like to catch things.
That's nice.
I am hungry. How about lunch?
A fine idea. What is your favorite dish?
I do not want to say.
You can tell me. We're friends.
Are you sure you want to know?
I am sure. Tell me what you like to eat.
I will tell you, but let us go where we can be alone.
Fine with me.
The cat and the rat went to the beach.
I know, fish. You like to eat fish.
Not at all. It's much better than fish.
Tell me, I just have to know.
Come closer, and I will tell you.
Yes?
What I like is cheese. I love cheese.
So do I. And I have some here.
Hooray! And now we are friends.
So they sat on the beach and ate the cheese. And that was that.
Very sweet.
I did not like the end. It was dumb.
Then you tell a story.
Easy as pie. And I'll make it scary, too.
Spider's story.
One day, a monster came out of the sea. He had big yellow eyes. He had sharp green teeth. He had long black claws. And he was really mean. It was time for lunch, and he was hungry. On the beach, he saw some cheese.
Blah,
he said.
I hate cheese.
And he went on by. Soon he came to a rat. The rat did not hear him. He was asleep.
Too small.
And he went on by. Down the beach, he came upon a cat. But monsters don't eat cats. So he went on by. Monsters really like kids on toast.
There must be some tasty kids on this beach.
Very soon, he saw some.
Yum. Two boys and a girl. Nice and juicy. I'll have them for lunch. But if they see me, they'll run away.
So the monster was very quiet. He tiptoed up behind the kids. They did not hear him. They were telling stories. He crept closer and closer.
Look out!
Ah! Help! He's going to eat us!
Lolly and Sam jumped 10 feet. But there was no monster. No monster at all. Spider laughed himself silly.
Did you like it?
Oh, yes.
But we were not scared a bit.
How about a swim?
That's a fine idea.
That was that.
And that was that. Boy, Spider, Sam, and Lolly sure are great storytellers. Spider almost had me convinced about that monster. Big eyes, sharp green teeth, black claws. Personally, I prefer cheese and fruit to children on toast. But of course, everybody knows there aren't any real monsters in the ocean. But that's the great thing about storytelling. You can make up anything you want to. Fire-breathing dragons, sinister magicians, beautiful princesses. Well, I can even imagine my own scary monster right now with icy cold paws and sharp fangs and scales and poisonous breath. I can almost feel him breathing on my neck. But you know, that's one of the best things about storytelling. You know, it's all in your mind. No matter how terrible the monster is, you know, he really can't get you. What? What time is it? It's time for me to come back to reality. It's about 1:45. Yeah, you're very welcome. Boy, goes to show you how your imagination can run away with you. I turned that scuba diver into a scary monster without even half trying. You never know what the ocean's gonna bring in. Let's go see what kind of flotsam and jetsam the tides brought in today. I think I see a note in this bottle. I've probably been reading too many stories. No, wait, there is a note in here. I wonder what it says. Let's see. Storm is worse, no land, ship leaking. I see a what? What did you see? I wonder who could have written this. Was it a shipwrecked sailor or maybe the captain of a whaling vessel? Or maybe some kids like Spider Sam and Lolly wrote it for fun. You know, maybe I'm the first person to lay eyes on this since the days when the tall ships sailed the seven seas. Back then, sailors sang stories to help them while they worked. Sometimes they still do. Storm is worse, no land, ship leaking. You know, I can't help but wonder who wrote this. Was it a brave explorer whose ship was lost at sea, or maybe a sailor who just loves spinning yarns for his shipmates? You know, when we tell stories, we use words to build castles in the air. But you can also use sand to build castles, or anything else for that matter. People tell fantastic stories with sand sculptures. All you need is a head full of ideas and a beach full of sand. Wow, look at this. You're not gonna believe this, but I think I see a dinosaur over here on the beach. Really? Lyrian, come here.
Hi.
A dinosaur on the beach?
Yeah.
What kind of dinosaur is he?
He's a Triceratops.
Triceratops. Does he have a name?
Yeah, Doobie.
Doobie, great name for a dinosaur, huh? Now, what's a dinosaur doing on the beach?
He wants to get a tan.
So you guys are just putting the finishing touches on him, huh?
Right. We're almost complete.
Almost done. Come over here, look at this. You guys have all of these seashells and stuff over here.
Mm-hmm.
Seashells for his eyes and for his teeth. That's great detail.
Thank you.
What does he eat?
Seaweed, of course.
Seaweed, of course. Well, he's gorgeous. He's absolutely beautiful. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Boy, look what's over here. I think we have a dolphin. They're usually in the sea, but we've got one here on the sand. Hi, guys.
Hi. Hi.
Who's this, Flipper?
No.
No?
Rodney.
Rodney the dolphin, huh? He's great. Can I pet him?
Go ahead.
Yeah? He's real smooth. I love the dorsal fin, the way you have it up here like this.
It was hard to do.
Was it really? Do you mind that it takes a long time to do and then the sea just washes it away?
No, it's worth it, because once you get the finished product, it's really pretty.
Now, what do you do with them when you're finished?
Well, we're going to take him to SeaWorld, and he's going to star with Shamu.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's going to be a star, huh? He's going to be a star in the SeaWorld show. Well, all right. Good luck on your career, Rodney. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Will somebody please tell me what this thing is?
It's a school.
It's called the Laddie Farm and Academy, and it's in Ramona, California.
It's in Ramona. Well, what's it doing on the beach here?
We wanted to spend a couple of weeks at the beach, so we moved it.
Well, you couldn't possibly get any closer to the water right here. It's great. How do you get all the colors in the sand here?
Well, sand takes spray paint very well, and it should last until the tide comes in.
This is great. You got a swimming pool here. How did you get the color in?
We use powdered paint.
Uh-huh.
And then we put flowers around it.
You know, all the shrubs. And it looks like you got a deep end and a shallow end there,
yeah,
too, huh?
Yeah, we do.
The Laddie School in Ramona, California, huh?
Yes.
It's gorgeous. Thanks all very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I know some people who can create a whole world right out of thin air. They're actors who improvise. They make up a story as they go along, with a little help from their friends in the audience. Watch this.
Reading Rainbow presents Chicago City Limits.
Hi, everybody. We are Chicago City Limits. This is David and Paul and Chris and Linda, and I'm Carol. You know what we do? We improvise. Now, who knows what it means to improvise? Let's hear it.
Pretend!
Very good. When you do improvisation, you pretend. And that's what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be pretending. Now, right now, I would like you to pretend for me, all right? Close your eyes for just a second. Now, everybody think that you're a lion. Let's feel like, first we're going to feel like a lion. Everybody's got to feel like a lion. How does a lion feel? Sometimes it's hungry, sometimes it's sad. Now, when I count to three, I want to hear lions. Are you ready? One, two, three. I can't hear you, lions. Let's hear them again. Let's come on. Let's be lions. Lion faces. Let me see those lion faces. When you pretend, you can be anything in the world that you want to be. Absolutely everything. I want you to think about what you want to be when you grow up. Be anything at all. And who thinks they really know what they want to be when they grow up? Chris, you're sure you know what you want to be when you grow up? Are you ready to come up here and show us? All right, Chris, tell me right now, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A football player.
A football player? A professional football player? All right, come on up here, Chris. Come on up by me. A receiver. A wide end receiver. He knows a lot more about football, a lot more than I do. This is Chris. No longer Chris the student, but Chris, the wide end receiver. Let's go. Hey.
Okay, Chris. Look, I'm going to send you in the game now, all right? All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want you to go out there. I want you to catch that pass. I'm going to have the quarterback. He's right behind you. The whole team's behind you. We're depending on you. It's life or death. Chris, what's your plan?
Right. I'm going to go out, I'm going to curve over, he's going to throw the ball.
Go out, curve over, and he's going to throw the ball to you. That's great, Chris. Just a second. Okay, Muggsy, get in here.
Yo, come and coach.
Okay, Muggsy, I want you to go. Take the snap from center. He's going to go out, hook around, and throw the pass to him, all right?
All right, coach.
All right, you got the plan?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, hi, I'm head of the cheerleaders. I'm head of the cheerleaders, and I was wondering if you could take a picture with me right now, okay? Thanks a lot!
Chris, those ladies, they're all after you. You gotta be careful. Keep your mind on the game, all right?
Hey, kid, you don't need him. You need me. With me, I can get you selling razors over TV. You'll get $500,000, and all you have to do is say, I shave with this razor.
Chris?
Okay, everybody, go! Chris, go! Chris, go!
Go, Chris! Go, Chris!
All right, it's time for the big play, Chris!
Go, Chris!
He's
go,
got the ball!
Go, Chris! Go, Chris!
Hike! Come on, Chris! Go!
Do that.
Pretended.
He pretended, right. Because when you pretend, you can be anybody you want to be.
Wow, you are terrific. You are just the greatest in the world. I've never seen anything like this. Can I be your manager?
Yes, sure.
Sign this paper. I'm gonna make you $1,000,000. You stick with me. My name's Irv. Hi.
Wow. That is the best tap dancer I've ever seen in the whole world.
She's my baby.
Who's her manager?
That's me.
Gosh, I'd like to sign her up to play in my theater. Sign right here.
Just 1 minute, please. I know this is the best tap dancer in the world, but it's also my daughter, and I want her to finish her education. Now, listen, you have your choice. Do you want to become a big star, but not have an education, or are you going to go to college like I wanted you to?
It's up to you, honey.
I do want to be a big star, and I also do want to be pretty smart.
Excuse me, I'm from the Juilliard School of Music. I saw this great tap dancer. If she wants to be a famous tap dancer, that's fine. She can go to school at night.
Well, I guess that's the solution.
Well, you better dance.
Anything you want.
It can be fun.
It can be smart.
You'll be funny. You will see. Making fun's easy as ABC.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to make believe. You know it's fun, fun, fun to make believe.
You know it's fun.
To play pretend.
You can do it all the time.
Just grab a friend. Make things up.
On the spot, you could be a doctor.
And you'll be so hot.
You'll be funny. You'll be what you are.
And if you play pretend, you can go very far.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to make believe. You know it's fun, fun, fun to make believe.
When you make it up, you can be whatever you want to be.
You know it's fun to make believe.
If you make up a story that you don't want to lose, you can write it down in the pages of a book, your own book. It's one of the best ways to share a story, unless you have an endless supply of bottles and notes. It's easy to make your own book. Watch.
Making a book, making a book. How about making a book? You need some cardboard, tape and glue, some fancy wrapping paper too, a pair of scissors, that's all that you need. Size that's right, and the wrapping paper to just the right height. Now fold the paper and tape it tight to make a cover for your book. You can make anything if you try. A book that can float, a cat that can fly. Here's something to make that's as easy as
making a book.
Making a book. How about making a book? Construction paper, any color will do. Some glue to make pages for your book. A piece of cardboard can be the spine. Some sticky tape will hold it just fine. The cover is ready and now it's time to glue the pages in your book. Ooh, your book is ready and the fuss has begun now. Glue those empty pages, you can fill every one now. You can write a story, sign your name and draw a picture or two. Here's something to make that's as easy as
making a book,
making a book. How about making a book? Making a book, making a book. How about making a book?
Storytelling can really be anything, can't it? And if you like this book, Three by the Sea, you might like these three, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, do you like to go on trips in your imagination? I do. My name is Wendy Zawaski, and I just read this great book. It's called Regards to the Man in the Moon. It's about a little boy and his father who has a big junkyard, and they used all kinds of neat stuff to make pretend vehicles out of their father's junkyard. My favorite, most exciting picture was when asteroids were falling down and they called them big monsters and they were going over and under and upside down. At the end of the story, all their friends stopped laughing and they decided to make their own neat vehicles. If your friends give you a hard time about using your imagination, I'd pass this book over to them because it would teach them a lesson how great it is to use your imagination.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cecilia Bobo. Do you have a best friend? If you do, I think you should read the book called Frog and Toad Together. It's about two animals and how really good friends they are, and how they share friendship, go on adventures, and teach each other lessons. I like the part about the cookies. Toad baked some cookies, and he brought it over to Frog's house, and they started eating the cookies. And then after a while, they said, we shouldn't eat too many cookies, and they tried to stop, but they couldn't. So Frog let the birds eat it outside, and Toad said, I don't care about you, but I'm going home to bake a cake. I think anybody who has a best friend would get a real kick out of this book. I think that you should go to your nearest library and get it right away.
Hi, I'm Carrie. Have you ever used your imagination to go on a trip in your own world? That's what this book's about. It's called Come Away from the Water, Shirley. Shirley goes on a trip to the beach with her family, and the mother and the father just sit around. Her parents are very boring. Shirley sits down and uses her imagination. She goes on a pirate ship, she digs for treasures, and she finds treasures. The most exciting thing she does is she fights with pirates, and a little dog helps her. Most of you kids would like this book because it shows that you can use your imagination with yourself or with somebody else.
There are stories everywhere you look, if you look in the right way. The beach is like a page in a giant book. New stories every day, new mysteries to be solved, new castles to build and to be washed away by the tide. I still want to know who wrote this. What did you see? Was it a school of dolphins coming to save the sinking ship? Maybe a huge white shark with great teeth. Maybe even a mermaid. We'll never know. Anyway, whoever it was or whatever it was, I think I'll add my own chapter to the book. There. I wonder if anybody else will find it after I've thrown it back in. You never know. Well, see you next time.